Blog Talk Radio.
Do I talk first or do you talk first?
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild Friday edition. Oh, yeah, talking is good. It's Friday the 13th. It's lucky Friday the 13th. I am one of your co-hosts. I am Patty Negri, and I am thrilled to be here with my beautiful co-host, Kimberly Wilson Ward. Kimberly is an internationally known certified psychic and medium and shamanic practitioner in upstate New York. I promise I'll get this talking thing down by the end of the show. She has been featured on the cover of Psychic and Medium magazine on February 2014. She's a former radio show on Extrasensory People with me and listed in the best psychic directory. You are going to love her. Kimberly offers many types of services to assist you in creating balance in your life and teaching you how to design the life you wish to live. So I just wanted to explain a little bit about Kimberly because she's only been on the show a little while, and she is one of the most magical people I know. So let me introduce you to her. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Patty. Oh, my God. It's been a crazy, crazy wild day, and I don't even know what all to say about Patty, because Patty is rated number one psychic in the world. She is a white witch. She's a phenomenal witch. She is an actress. She owns Brain Brew Entertainment, and she's got this most amazing dog who's also in acting.
Yeah, it runs in the family.
And it is Friday the 13th, and it's a very, very special day for me because my daughter was born on Friday the 13th, so of course today is her birthday. So it's an extra special Friday the 13th.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. I was born on the 13th, but I wasn't born on a Friday. I always wished I was, but it always has been my lucky number. And lucky day is Friday the 13th.
So I love beautiful. Friday the 13th. It's a great day for me.
So, you know, it's so funny that that people have attached with so many things to this beautiful day. It is such a magical day. If people would just get over the fear that it's an unlucky day, however that came up, 13 is a magical number. It's a charge number. It's a power number. It's going to be a good day.
You know, 13 has always been a good number for me. Actually, any number that contains the number 3 has always been a good day for me.
Yes.
But 13 especially. And I've always liked number 23 too, but I got to tell you, this morning I woke up at 444. And it couldn't be more appropriate because it was truly fitting, because I'm going through some transitions and things in my day life. And 444 is all about productivity and achieving your goals, and the angels are with you to help achieve you to get there. So it was a really powerful morning for me. Friday the 13th, which is a significant day for me, waking up at 444, I knew it was going to be a fantastic day. And we're going to have a fantastic show.
Yes, we are. So I figured we could talk about all sorts of things and take our calls, of course. And we could even talk about, like, maybe even a few superstitions and things, like Friday the 13th, if anybody has anything they want to say about what things that have happened to them, good or not so good, or other like superstitions that are into culture, not even the spiritual world, like how black cats are considered unlucky to cross your path in the U.S., but they're considered extraordinarily lucky in Europe, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny because I've always, even as a very, very small child, I was so attracted to the black cat, and I shapeshifted into this black cat. There was this, I don't know what to call it. It was over a drainage ditch. So it was like a ledge. I don't know, for a better lack of a better word. And as a small child, I would walk back and forth across that, and I would chant. And it was all very organic, the words that were coming out of my mouth. And I literally could feel myself as that black walking back and forth across that. And I came from a very superstitious family. You know, my grandmother was, you know, she would turn around and go the other way if a black cat crossed her path.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, so, and there were a lot of superstitions, crazy superstitions. You know, I can remember as a child, even my great-grandmother talking about things like childbirth. If you, there was a lot of labor pain, you put a knife under the bed to cut the pain.
Ah.
You know, little things like that. The craziest one, I'll never forget this. My grandmother swore if you had a wart, you had to go to your neighbor's, steal a dirty dish cloth, wash the wart, and bury it in your backyard. The wart would go away.
I love that you had to steal it. You
yes.
couldn't just ask them for
it. No, you had to steal the dirty dish cloth. I mean, these are crazy little superstitious old wives' tales. But there were a lot of those growing up.
And what's funny is, again, we create them. We can create them to be true because, as we know, anything, our intent, our belief system shapes our world and our reality. So if it's something we truly believe, it's going to be true, or at least our truth. So at least shape things like make black cats lucky for you, and they will be. But if you're really worried about them unlucky, there's a really chance they will be as well.
You know, and that follows suit with anything else. You know, if you believe it, it is true. So, you know, I've had a lot of clients over the years, you know, they would call me, there's angry spirits around me, there's angry spirits around me. And sure enough, there were. You know, and I have other clients, they don't have any of that, but they don't focus on it.
Yeah.
It's not their primary focus.
Where you put your thoughts is where you live.
Absolutely.
Like me, I work on the other side, as do you, all the time in clearings, and I'm known for my seances, and everybody's like, don't you get demons and all this stuff all the time? It's like, nope, I don't. Not gonna, won't, never have, never will, and therefore I won't. You know,
exactly.
Not that they aren't there, but no. But I know these people who are like demonologists, and they go out looking for demons. You go out looking for demons, you're going to find them.
Every single time, you know. And I've had people ask me about that. And I'm like, well, I don't believe in them. Well, they exist. Well, I don't. Not for me.
Yeah, exactly. Me neither. I was like, nope, never will, never.
So they don't bother me. They don't trouble me. You know, I'm no fun to them.
Right. With they don't get that off our fear.
Well, right. You know, fear is comical to them. You know, it's like, ooh, let's go have some fun. You know, but if you're not afraid and you don't feed on that, you're boring to them. So they're going to go off somewhere else and find somebody else to play with.
Yeah. Right, somebody's poking all their thing on, I'm going to see the demon. I'm afraid of the demon. I don't want the demon. Oh, let's go hang with them.
Well, Patty, like, you do a lot of seances.
I do.
Okay. You know, I remember 2 years ago at the Federation Conference out in Hollywood, and I don't know if you recall this, we were doing the seance, and all of a sudden all that cold air came floating in up underneath the table around our ankles.
Yeah.
And Robert, you know, he picked up on that immediately and did some work, and it was gone. It was immediately gone.
Yeah.
So when you do seances, do you sometimes encounter any of the darker side of the spiritual world coming, trying to seep into that?
Oh, occasionally, but I really work with wards and protection. I usually work elementally. So I set up, you know, guardians and wards, whether you're working with angels or whether you're working with elementals or whether the spirits I work with. I really set it up. And I'm really careful about who I call in. It's like, if it's a seance, I really only want to invite in, you know, the loved ones and the spirits of the people at this room. Only loved ones and spirits with have good and positive messages. So really, 99.9% of the time, that's what I get and what we're going for. So we're not getting, you know, the drunken bum spirit who just wants to mess with you, you know, because that can happen. But I'm real good. And not that it has never happened, but not very much for as often as I get that I'm really opening up the veil and saying, come on down. But yeah, and you can clear it if you do. Again, I'm real versed in psychic protection. Everybody's got to know, there's a million ways to do it, but you've got to know your way to do it. You've got your cosmology, your belief system is your roadmap, and your protection, and you're in and out. If it's your angels that are your protection, work with your angels. If it's Jesus, work with Jesus. If it's your guides, if it's your work with different gods and deities, that's why whatever your belief system is, that is your roadmap in and out and through and around and your protection. So be clear in your belief system.
Oh, no, I agree with that 100%. You know, as a child, when I had my first seance, because I, like you, I had my first seance when I was very young, and I was inexperienced and immature, and I didn't know anything, but I knew I wanted to do this, you know, and it was a scary time. It was scary because there were a lot of fears, and most of that was driven because I grew up in the Bible Belt, and, you know, everyone talked about devil worship and evil. And, you know, so, of course, in the process of doing that, that's what I got from it. It was scary. It's very scary.
See, that fear there. And no one ever told me to be afraid of it. So it's never been scary to me. Isn't that funny?
It is funny.
Yeah,
so it goes back to what we believe, what we think is true, what we've been conditioned to believe. You know, and I think that's a lot of it. It's what we're actually conditioned to believe growing up. If we're around fear, then we're going to have fear. And if we're around a lack of fear, we'll have a lack of fear. And you get exactly the energy that you put into it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. We are pretty amazing. We as humans, as beings, as spirits. We are so amazing. And the more that we learn, not just that we're amazing, but the power and the ability we have to truly shape our own lives, it's limitless. Our life can be limitless. You know, even the challenges we get, and yes, of course we get challenges every day and setbacks. It's like how you look at them, how you work with them. We are in complete control of how that creates. And I just am in awe of that every single day.
You know, it reminds me, the book that's coming out, Times Square is putting out the pet book.
Yes.
Yes. You know, and writing the responses for that, and, you know, maybe you could tell everybody about the book, but in writing the responses for that, you know, the pet spirits aren't really no different than human spirits when we're communicating with them. So why don't you tell everybody about the book that's coming out?
Yes, there is a new book, and Kim will be a part of it, and I will be a part of it. And some of the best psychics in the world, including lots of our American Federation members, will be a part of it. It will, knowing how things go around here, it's going to be published in mere seconds. Because usually if the deadline is tomorrow, they'll publish it the day before.
Yeah, by Monday it'll be out.
So... Let me look at the name of it. I just sent it to somebody, unless you have it right there. Unprepared. Here I go. Oh, yeah. So look for this. It's going to be coming from Times Square. Oh, wow. The talking thing's not going well today. Anyways, by Maximilian de Lafayette, and, again, dozens of the best psychics and mediums in the world. It's called Your Pets in the Afterlife. And then the subtitle is When Your Dead Pets Return to See You for the Last Time. And it's going to deal with pet loss, astral projection, death and grief, dogs and cats, apparitions, life after death, channeling dead pets, psychic communications with happy and sad dead pets, how to prepare yourself for the final visit of your pets from beyond the grave, holographic projections and ghosts in your dead pets, interviews with the world's greatest psychics, mediums, and light workers. And now they're even collecting stories. So even our listeners, if you have any stories about how you've experienced your dead pets coming to you, even if you're not a psychic or one of the best psychics, if you have these stories, send them to me and I can send them on to the publisher. There's no money involved, but you will certainly get mentioned. You can send them to me at patty@pattynegri.com. Or I have posted it on Facebook, and we've also posted it on the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums Facebook page, where you can see actually where to directly to send it at newyorkgate@aol.com. So we welcome people's stories on that. And it was fun. The psychics got to answer some different questions and things. Did you have some fun stuff to talk about, Kim?
Yeah, I did. I really did. I'm actually looking forward to reading some of the stories, some of the actual stories where pets have come through for people. I'm really excited to read that because I find when I'm channeling myself And I've got a client sitting across from me, you know, and all of a sudden I get images of this little white scruffy dog running around with a ball, and their eyes light up, and this joy that comes over them to know that their pet was around them, that is just so amazing.
Yeah. And I must say, when we're going back to seances, pets visit seances all the time. All of a sudden, and people will feel it, like under their legs, like a little bit of pressure. It's like, okay, somebody have a yellow dog? Just pass it. Yeah. Oh, that was mine. Okay. You know, they're just like, come on down. Because, you know, pets teach us love and just so wonderful. And it continues in the afterlife.
Absolutely.
So do we want to take a call if we have a few people on the line?
We have 8 callers, so let's grab one. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Area code 440, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yay. What's your name?
My name's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Do you have a question? Oh, sorry.
I do. Okay, I was wondering what you might see in the way of a love relationship coming into my life. And anything you can tell on timing, I know that's always hard.
Universe laughs at time.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, and I don't know if this has anything to do with your love life or anything, but it's like the name Charles just jumped right out at me, and whether it's for you or not, I have to put it out there because, like, the name jumped out at me. If it doesn't mean anything for you, that's okay. It may belong to another caller that's on the line, but I have to voice it because I got it.
Or it may be somebody coming in. Look for Charles.
Okay.
I do feel something. I feel like a romance coming in, almost like a courtship, almost like something fun and it just that gives you that feel again. Just remember, like when those first romances when you're really young. I got that coming in for you. So there's something there.
All right.
I'm going to throw a couple of cards for you.
Okay.
Okay. And the first thing that came up was the waiting game. So it may be a little while, or it may be that you've just been waiting for this. I feel that there's been a loss at some point prior, and I don't know that you've completely gotten over something from your past.
Okay.
That caused some emotional withdrawal for you.
Yep.
But again, if you can get over that, the foundation and achievement cards came up, so it looks like, you know, when Patty said she feels somebody's coming in, I feel it will give you a good foundation.
Okay. Very good.
But there is some loss that I think that you're still carrying around with you.
That is
true. I was going to say that too. Yeah.
Yep. I ended a relationship in December. So. Yep.
You know, sometimes, you know, I work shamanically, and sometimes if we're still carrying around some of those memories and some of those things, you can actually write a letter to the person that you're not going to give to them. You're just going to write it
right.
And just release all of that emotional stuff that you've got that you're carrying around. Write it all out and then burn that letter and just let it go, okay? Because once you release that, what happens is it's energy. So when you've released that energy, you actually create space within yourself for something new to come in. As long as you're carrying that energy around with you, it's like you're a full vessel. And as you're a full vessel, there's no room for anything to come into your life.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Yep.
Okay.
Very
so write that letter and burn it, and then we'll have that foundation coming in for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye.
Good night.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Do you want to take another caller?
Sure. Well, there we should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Area code 919. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I was hoping to be able to change jobs, and I was wondering what you see in the way of me being able to do that and maybe what that might look like.
Okay. I'm seeing a building with money on it. And I'm seeing, not that there's really money on it, and I'm seeing a woman watching you somehow. So I'm getting that it certainly could be a new opportunity coming in, a new place of work, a new something, and maybe even, you know, more money there or a raise there, and some woman who might be, you know, part of the hiring process. But I'm seeing lots of money around. I don't know, Kim, are you skidding?
Well, you know, it's funny because you said you saw a building with money on it, and the initial image that I got was of like a desk. So, you know, this could be bank or finance type work. I am getting that you're going to have a decision to make. So there's going to be more than one opportunity for you. I got the Choose Wisely card. And the other thing that came up is when this opportunity comes up, you need to ask for what you want. The Stand Your Ground card came up. So really don't shortchange yourself. What I'm picking up on is that really ask for what you want. Don't be afraid to speak up and ask for more. Don't say to yourself, oh, I don't know if they would go for this much, and shortchange yourself. Really stand up for what you believe you're worth. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and put it out there. If you're really looking now, get, you know, put it out there to the universe, to friends, to everything.
Yeah. I am definitely trying. Nothing's come
and
up
you're
so far.
And you're somewhere else now, right? You do have a job now, right?
I have a job now, but it's just not doing
you're
very
bored.
Well.
You're
I really
bored.
Need to make a change. Yeah, I'm bored, and there's just not very much money in it, and I need to move.
I saw the money thing coming up. But make the best of it while you're there. You know, see it. Try to turn it into as good as you can. Enjoy it the best you can. Be into it. I don't know. Again, that's just going to help the whole energy of moving on to the next one versus, like, it'll be good as soon as I get out of here. But just, okay, I'm here now. I'm thankful. I have a job. I'm grateful for this. May not be what I want. I'm going to create something better. But be your best you there.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have 6 callers. Do you want to grab another one?
Okay, yeah. I guess we should just take keeping calls, and then we could chat afterwards.
Okay. Area code 818, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm so excited to speak with you ladies.
Thank you.
Today is a magical day. I agree with you.
What's your first name?
My name is Brittany.
Oh, hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you here in the LA area?
Yes, I am. I'm actually outside. Yay. So beautiful. So beautiful today.
It is. It's a summer day. I think it might have hit 90. I don't know. But
really?
It did.
I think
it really did.
It was maybe 40 degrees here.
Wow. No, it's hot here, but it's beautiful because everything's still so green because we actually did get a little bit of rain. So it's great you're outside. I just got in from my pup. So how can we help you?
So there was a gentleman friend that I was interested in. He was such a nice guy, and I haven't heard from him, and I kind of understand why, but I just wanted to see what you guys see around that.
And did what's his first name? Did you go?
His first name is Bobby.
I get whether it's real deception or betrayal or the feeling of deception or betrayal by something attached to one of you two or both of you two. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't have to mean somebody cheated on somebody, something, but I'm getting this feeling of something like not what's supposed to be and somebody feeling a little bit of deception or betrayal about something.
Are you still with us, Brittany?
Did we lose you? Oh, no. Call back, Brittany.
I think we lost her.
Oh, well,
yep, I don't see her on the board, so I think she's gone. So why don't we, if she pops back on, we'll grab her. But I guess we'll have to take another call for now.
Okay.
Area code 916, you're on the air. Area code 916. How bizarre.
Oh, I was
no, we've lost everything.
Sorry.
Oh.
I'm here.
Hi.
I was
okay.
muted. Okay. I heard you talking about cat or animals, so I thought you guys probably might feel something about my cat. I was wondering if the cat was going to be riding along with me from South of Florida to Indianapolis, Indiana. If you see that what? Happening and it arriving, or is something else going to...
Now, is this cat living?
Mm-hmm. It's old, but it's living, yeah.
Oh. Oh, so you want to know if the cat didn't make
it. If it was going, because it wasn't alive.
Well, we were talking about dead cats hanging, dead dogs.
Yeah.
But you just want to know if it was going to make
it. And I saw one of the animals running today. I don't know which one it was. This cat is the last of the surviving cats.
Oh.
But, I don't
so
know
you're
if
taking
even
a trip, or you?
Yeah,
you
we're moving?
Moving
stuff. Yeah.
I feel this cat's going to be around you for a while.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, be gentle with it. You know, all the things that you would have to do with an elder traveling with, you know, gramps or grandma.
Have to knock it out because it is so afraid of it that it gags and pukes and just being in a car. This is 1,300 miles.
Because
I was wondering if it was planning to turn into the non-physical before the trip. You know, because it's 12 years old, it could happen. I don't know.
I don't think it is. It is. So really, really talk with it. You know, like it's a person explaining what the trip is and how exciting, and they're going to have a new home. I mean, just like you were talking to a person, talk to that
yes.
and soothe it and let it know it's going to be safe. And you might be able to get, there's lots of herbal things for the anxiety for the cat. I mean, be careful with an older cat, but 12's not that old.
No, and I was thinking Bach flower essence, and I'm not sure if you can use those for cats, but that's what kept floating around in my mind was the Bach flower essence.
Well, this cat will not eat anything but the one brand of food it's had all of its life. And I've already tried these travel valerian things, and it won't have nothing to do with them. So that's a good idea. I will look to see if cats can have the box flowers because that's an elixir, right? So
yes, it's a liquid.
That's probably the only way I'll get something into this cat because even if you hide it in his food, he knows it.
Well, the nice part about the Bach flower essence, they don't really have a flavor. They're like water, and it doesn't take a lot. It's like a little drop, so you can put like a drop under their tongue.
So check
into that.
I will. So you think the cat's going to be in physical form for a while longer still, huh?
Yes.
I guess he's going to have to go to make it through this trip then. Okay. We'll find a good flower. I'll let you know in a few months if we made it.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
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 Well, you know, I had two older cats. I had these. They were brothers. They were 12 years old. I adopted them when their owner had passed on. She was so worried about them, and so I had adopted them because her children couldn't take them. And then an older couple had lost their son and then lost both of their cats, so they adopted them from me. And I really think that the owner had actually found me to take them in so that they weren't, you know, gotten rid of as they would have. And these older cats, they were like kittens in an older cat's bodies. They still had a lot of life in them, so I don't doubt that this cat of hers will make it this trip.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Yeah. All right.
It might get a little new burst of energy at the new place.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We still have six, so let's grab another.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Area code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. So I have a question. Do you see, I just signed a contract for a one-year job yesterday, and I was wondering if you see that going really well for me, job.
You know, as soon as you started talking about it, I felt that it was more permanent than just a year. You may have signed just a year like long contract, but I feel like what's going to happen is it's going to move into something more permanent and long term for you.
Oh, that would be great. So they're really going to like me there and everything's going to work out if they're going to offer me permanent.
Yeah, I really feel strongly about that. I don't feel like this is a temporary position for you.
Yeah, I don't either. I pulled some cards while Kim was talking, and they're all really positive, and they're money, and they're, it's almost like it's a karmic job. Like, it's a place that you're just going to fit in.
The reason why I asked is because I had applied for a 2-year contract a couple months ago, and they rejected me pretty quickly. And they came back around to me yesterday, literally, while I was getting ready to send off this new contract. And they told me they wanted me after all. They were sorry. They felt they were too hasty. But they wanted to hire me under the contract. That one was a 2-year contract. And I told her that I had already accepted this 1-year contract. And so I've been wondering, you know, if I made the right decision to stay with the 1-year contract versus the 2 that circled back around to me yesterday. It was really strange how it happened. I couldn't believe they circled back to me on the very day that I was getting ready to send this contract out to them for the 1-year contract. But you think I made the right decision, huh, with the 1-year versus the 2-year?
Yes.
Yeah,
I do.
I don't think it makes a difference. They're going to see your work, and 1 year, then you'll probably get a better money when they ask you to go permanent than the 2-year.
Oh, good. Great. Oh, I would love that. I really would. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I think she will do well.
I do think.
Absolutely. All right, we have another one that's been holding quite a while.
Okay.
Area code 678, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Good. My name is Kathy, and I had a question concerning a job. I've had 2 interviews for a regional controller position, and I'm waiting to get the response for the 3rd and final interview. Do you see that being positive?
I do. I see the images I'm getting right now is at least 2 people sitting and discussing you. And they're actually talking your positive attributes. So it's like they're trying to convince yourself that you're the right one, but they already know.
Say that again.
I see like 2 people discussing you, your positive attributes, as if they're trying to convince, you know, that you're the right prospect, even though they already know that you are. So
that's
I feel really positive about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel positive too. And again, that it's going to be a really good job, expansive of your skill sets and a lot of, freedom's not the right word, but again, it feels very expansive, like a really good job.
Do you see? Yeah, it'll be a great step upwards for me. Do you see any timing around that? Because it's a little tricky because who I would report to, actually, I'm in the U.S. In Georgia, and I would report to somebody in Amsterdam, but then a dotted line to somebody in Chicago. So do you see any, I guess, timing when they'll offer it or logistics as to will there truly be a face-to-face or they'll just go on the phone? Does that make sense? Because it's just really weird.
It does, and I almost feel like you're going to have to travel at some point. You are going to have to travel, whether it's after you've been offered a position or if it's to meet with people for something to finalize. I feel like there is you're going to have to travel to somewhere at some point.
Okay.
Yes, that could be part of that expansive thing I see.
Movement. Definitely with the position, I will have to travel because I'll be responsible for three different business units that's in different places. So definitely there'll be travel there.
All right. That's a very positive thing then, because if Patty and I both saw travel, then it could indicate that that's the actual job that we're seeing, which would indicate that you got it.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Any timing by chance of when?
I get the number 3. That could be days, weeks, months, but I'm getting the number 3. It could also be like the day on a calendar.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not that good with dates getting it, but it's there.
Okay, then I guess I'll just have to be patient and not have my anxiety take over.
Let your anxiety, make it fun, make it a waiting game, a challenge. You know, do it if you want to do anything to release the anxiety. Light a candle, you know, get even one of those, like, you know, glass candles, write the name of the job on it. Turn it into a fun adventure of waiting. Anxiety will just cause, you know, block and make it take forever. Make it a fun way, like a kid waiting for Christmas.
Don't laugh at me, but I've been burning candles for 2 weeks.
That's awesome.
Awesome. I guess that's why
I've been burning candles for 2 weeks. Because I really, really want this job. So, yeah, I have been burning 2 weeks, and I will burn until it comes to fruition.
Yay. And when you get anxiety or you get nervous, just get in water. That'll release it. Run your hands in water. Take a bath. Take a shower if you have time. Just at the sink, let it run over your hands and say, I am releasing this anxiety, this impatience. And it'll just go right away.
I'll try that. Thank you. I'll try that.
Water element. Water for water. It's your emotion. Yep.
But that makes sense because I'm definitely a water person and it totally relaxes me. So that, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, you're welcome. Yeah, and really just 30 seconds. Walk up to a sink, a bathroom, because anywhere you can find water. Ask a spirit, whoever you believe in, God, higher self, guides, angels, to say, with this water, help me release this anxiety or this worry or this fear or whatever. Even any, picture it running down the drain into the earth to transmute. And I swear, 30 seconds, it'll run out of you with the water.
Oh, thank, that is the most good tip that I have got in a long time, because you can do that anywhere. I mean,
yes.
If you're stressed at work, go in the bathroom, run waters. If you're stressed, thank you. You see, I'm totally excited on that. You can find some water anywhere.
You can find water anywhere. And let me give you one more while we're doing this. I go through all the elements of doing it, but I'm not going to go through earth and fire and stuff. But if your head gets in the way, yes, your intellect, you start, you know, that monkey brain chatting to yourself, second-guessing yourself. You know, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Or foggy. We girls are foggy. That's your air element. If your head, all of a sudden, you're going, wow, I just can't shut up the chatter, I can't focus or whatever, that's air. Do some deep breathing. People don't get it, but that's why they say take a deep breath. Do some heckas or toning. Do some vowel sounds. Ah, a. Vowel sounds themselves give you form. Just like a church, you go, amen, yoga, you om. You know, 30 seconds of getting that conscious ask. Ah, you could be E-I-E-I-O. Your head will calm. The chatter stops. The fog dissipates.
Oh, thank you. So you must be reading my mind. Those are my two. Thank you. Those are greatly appreciated.
You're welcome. Have fun with it.
I will, and thanks. I hope the job comes soon. Thanks, you guys.
You're welcome. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's got this.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, we have someone that's been holding for almost 27 minutes.
Wow.
Area code 813, you're on the air. 813, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello? Maybe they fell asleep. Wake up. Wake up, 813.
Well, I don't know what to do with them.
Oh. And our 818, our lost person, never came back?
No, I don't see them.
Male
wait, I do see an 818. So let's see if that's them.
Okay.
818,
hi,
you're
me.
On the air. Hi, me.
My call failed. I'm so sorry, guys.
That's okay. Is this Brittany?
Yes, this is she.
Oh, yay, you're back.
Hey,
yay.
We missed you.
Okay,
thanks,
so
guys.
We've done a few readings since we talked to you. So there was a Bobby.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
What was your question?
Yeah, I remember it was about a gentleman. And remember, I saw a little bit of deception. I don't know if you heard that part, or betrayal, or the feeling of a fear of deception or something like that. Does that ring true to you? Does that make sense?
I feel like there could be someone else in the picture, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, so that could even, I'm not saying by seeing that, that means I'm seeing that that's what they are, you know, that that's true. It could be your fear of that I'm seeing as well.
Right, possibly, yeah.
Now, how long have you been with Bobby?
We're actually not in a relationship, but we've been communicating and being friendly for the past year.
Okay, because the cards I pulled were love begins, accelerated motion, heart chakra, and prosperity. So these are all really good cards. you know, and what that tells me when I look at this is that things will pick up speed a little bit. And I think that you need to, have you actually met face-to-face yet?
We've met a few times, but because of his job, he lives in a different state, so it's hard for us to get together. And then my father just passed away, so it's like I've been dealing with that, and it's just life stuff that gets in the way.
I feel like it's a good match for you. I threw another card. It's spiritual union. I mean, every single card here is saying yes, 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 yes. So you need to make a decision, you know, whether you're holding back moving or this, that. You need to make a decision on if you really want to move forward with this. If you make that decision, I see it moving forward and being very good for you. You've got choices.
Okay.
There's a lot of choices for you that you have to make, though, in order for that to work. And you're struggling with some of those choices?
I didn't even know I had choices. I didn't.
You know, so how do you make a long-distance relationship work? You know, if you really want something, the cards all, I mean, everything in the cards tell me that this would be a good match for you, that you could make this work.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know if he's still interested. I haven't even heard from him. I don't know, understand.
Well, have you tried to get a hold of him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he just seems very short with me. So I don't know what was really going on.
I feel that that's more work-related than personal.
Okay.
So have a conversation with him. I mean, let him know a little bit without scaring him, of course, you know, that there is interest there. And see how he's feeling. Let him. I mean, put on your big girl pants, you know. Ask him about, is he in another relationship? Is he interested in a relationship? Because your fear could be even part of the block to him. You know, our fears are such blocks if you're not knowing if there's somebody else and your fear that there's somebody else. Ask him! Not in an accusing way, but just in like, hey, you know.
Yeah, I guess I can do that. Well, I guess that's what I'll do.
Okay, do that. Because I agree with Kim. It could be a really good thing. And I agree, too, that there's work stuff. And he just... I just get that the communication needs to be improved on both sides.
Long-distance relationships can be difficult. They can.
Yeah, but this is his time off, so I don't... Yeah, it's so weird. Well, okay. I'll just call him then.
Call him.
Solve this problem. All right. Well,
all
thanks,
right.
Ladies. You're pretty awesome.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right.
Good night. You know, long-distance relationships are so hard.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't know what the other person is thinking, and you can't see them, and it's different than if you're face-to-face with someone.
Yeah, and so many people do so much communication through text.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy because the energy is not there.
Oh, it's
and
no,
things
it's
can
not
be so misread and miscommunicated. You know, somebody sounds like they're being, you know, snappy or facetious or sweet, and it's just the opposite of what you think.
Yeah.
And texts have a purpose, but it's not for real communication, especially in a relationship.
Especially.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's grab another because we have someone that's been holding for almost 32 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Area code 661, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Are you with us?
Are you on a speaker?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hear me?
Yeah, what's
Not
your
very
name?
Well.
My name is Brenda.
Hi, I'm Brenda.
From Japan. Hi.
From Japan.
Oh, you're Brenda.
Hey, it's me.
Hi.
Hi.
I was doing my dishes. You know, it's the
no wonder.
Here.
Oh, it is? So you already had your Friday the 13th.
Oh,
no wonder I can hardly hear you. You're far, far away.
Yeah.
How is life in Japan today or tomorrow?
we have nice, beautiful sunshine. It's kind of warm today. And I just wanted to tell you that, remember the money-burning spell that you were teaching us before?
Yeah.
It really works. I
know. Did you get a good one?
Yeah. Friday the 13th yesterday was actually my really lucky day. I bought some lottery tickets, and I only bought two, and I won both of them. And I bought more, and I took it home. It was a scratch type, and I bought more. I took it home, and I done it, and I won two more.
Wow.
Yes, I
congratulations.
Thank you so much, Patty.
You are welcome. That simple little cost you $1 spell has gotten me through the toughest of times 30 years now, since the 1980s, and it always works.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Penny. I better let you guys go because my dog started barking about something.
It's exciting to talk to you on the phone after being on Facebook with you for so long.
Yes. Thanks for calling from the other side of the world.
Okay, bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is so fun.
I know. I love technology for stuff like this.
Oh, absolutely. Do we want to take another call?
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 402, you're on the air.
Taking my call. My name is Leilani, Ku'u Leilani, and I was just wondering if you guys just have anything coming up in the love area for me that you guys see.
What a pretty name you have.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I do see someone. The image that I'm getting is he's very shy, quiet, reserved. And I almost feel like you are almost going to have to reach out to get him to open up. It's like you if you're not careful, you could overlook him because he's not the assertive type.
Do I know that person already?
You may already know him. Yeah.
Is this someone you're interested in? Possibly.
Yeah, possibly. Yes.
Good. Yeah, I feel good things for you, and I feel that you're ready now. Something shifted in you recently that you're really, really ready for a different kind of relationship. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You've just had a growth period, a shift, a something, an aha moment, something that's just like, okay, now you're ready.
Yeah.
So, you know, just keep that in mind that, like I said, this image I'm getting is someone who's shy. They're not very assertive. They're not going to necessarily make their feelings known to you until they know what yours are, because, you know, they're just shy like that. They don't want to get hurt. They don't want to be rejected. So just keep that in mind and be gentle with them as well. I feel this is a very, very kind soul.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, thank you, guys. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to that. Do you have any, like, physical characteristics that so I can see if it's, you know, confirmation if it's the same person that I'm thinking of?
Patty?
I see more energy than whatever. I'm sort of getting brunette, but that's it. And that might not even be
okay.
A good picture.
That's all right.
But because, again, the energy, I'm seeing the same thing, that gentleness that Kim is seeing. And I do think that you know them already. So if that's the first place your head went and there might be some interest, I would just go with that assumption and see. And then if spirit leads you another way, great. And if it's that, great.
You know, and I agree with Patty. The first image that you get when we're talking to you is the direction to follow, because, you know, especially if the image came to you without conscious thought, that's your intuition, and that's what you should always follow.
Awesome.
All right?
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
That was awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
No. Bye.
Wow, this hour is flying by.
No, it has. We only have like 7 minutes, and we still have 3 callers.
Okay, well, let's see if we could do quickies.
Okay.
Okay.
Oops, I accidentally just dropped somebody. Oh, so area code, it was a private number. Call back, okay? Area code 315, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Annette from New York.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
Yeah. I looked at a house just recently. Can you tell me if you think that's going to be a go?
I feel like there's an obstacle around it, but that doesn't mean you're not going to get it. I feel like there's some sort of obstacle in the way. But if you really pursue it, I feel that you can get that house. Do you know what the obstacle is?
Yeah, money. No. It's a little high in my range, but I'm a former real estate agent, so I just know that it's not going to be moving. It's been on the market for 5 months already.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Right. It's a nice home, but it's priced too high, you know?
So just
hang
in there and don't give up.
Okay, honey.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I agree the same thing. Just get through it. You can. You can really be the manifester in this one.
Absolutely.
Okay, honey. Thank you,
lady.
All
right. Thank you. All right.
Bye. Okay, that was a fast one. Yay, we can get there. Bye.
And we got our other caller back just
Yay.
In time.
Okay.
Area code 111, private caller, you're on the line. Hello?
They won't know they're 111. That means Skype.
Yeah. Or unknown number. Hello? You just called in. Well?
Maybe it's a spirit. Ooh.
Okay. So, Patty, do you want to tell everybody how to find you then?
Yes, yes. First, thank you, everybody, for listening in. You can find me all over the place. Easiest one is pattynegri.com, my website, pattynegri.com. And from there or directly, you can please find me on Facebook. You can find me at American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, ESP Psychics, on occasion when I ever get a chance to sign in, or my YouTube page. But again, most of that links right back to pattynegri.com. But do friend me or like me on Facebook. And Kim, where can they find you?
You can find me at newbeginningsholisticwellness.com. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/holistictiger. I'm a member of the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, as well as ESP Psychics and Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh, yeah, Psychics Gone Wild, where we are now.
Yes, we are Psychics Gone Wild.
Yeah, Wild Friday.
Absolutely. So, what else? We've got like 3 minutes, Patty.
We have 3 minutes. Well, again, we could talk about, again, make this day. We're on a waning moon right now. It's a good time, you know, just after, you know, we had a really good full moon not too long ago. It's a Friday the 13th. It's a magical day. Think about, I just let people think about moon cycles a little bit. Now is a really good time to let go of things that you don't want, get rid of things that you won't want, you know, maybe little habits, drop a couple pounds, quit smoking, stop procrastinating. Do that, make a little point, go look at the moon, watch the moon as it gets littler as you give that up. I don't know why moon is just focusing on me. I've been looking at it all day. And then we have, when we get the new moon, start over when it gets little. Then put something you want to bring into your life. Get it bigger and bigger and bigger. You want to bring in prosperity. You want to bring in that love. You want to bring in that good job. If you just, you could have magic in your everyday just following the simplicity of moon cycles. And for some reason, Spirit wanted me to say that.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, Patty, because we had Annette talking about buying the house. When I bought my house 2 years ago, I bought it around moon cycles. I absolutely refused to sign papers during the moon void. I gave the people who were doing the financing, the banking people, I gave them a list of days and times I'd be available to sign paperwork. I, even when I went and had surgery done, I did it around the moon, because when the moon is in certain aspects, you can have less swelling. So the moon is so important for so many things. And, you know, finding things to work with the moon can bring forth great results.
Yes. So everybody go out and look. And if for some reason you can't see the moon, and maybe you're doing a moon working, one thing that I just learned a year or two ago, and the moon is still there. No, it's there. But if you want that real reflection of the moon, and again, due to cloud cover or indoors, you can't get it for some reason, light a candle and then put a little bowl of water. A candle reflection off water will give you that same moon energy and help represent the moon that's up there anyway. Just a nice little trick I learned not too long ago.
Absolutely. I used to make moon water, Patty. With the full moon and the new moon, I'd put crystals in a quart jar and set it out under the moon and charge the water and then drink it when I would do my meditations.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I use moon water for a lot of things. Like if I make a scrying mirror, like a magic mirror, a black mirror to do scrying, I always wash the glass in moon water.
Nice.
Before I make it.
Nice.
Moon magic.
Absolutely.
Gentlemen.
All right. So we are getting ready to go off the air. Patty, if you want to say goodbye for us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. This is Kimberly Ward Wilson. Kimberly Wilson Ward. And Patty Negri going wild on Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you all for listening in. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Good night, everyone. And again, we are part of Psychics Gone Wild. American Federation of Certified Psychics, and good night.
Good night.